Jones wins the header. And FC United put the pressure on. Second ball needs to be won by Logan, but it's initially a lovely little bit of play by the number 8 for the visitors, but so they're giving it away. Now the tenacious number 10 of FC United of Manchester, McCarthy, plays it out right-hand side. Ball into the penalty area. Opportunity. Oh, yes. Great header. Great goal from McCarthy. The ball was whipped in brilliantly. Gilchrist. Near post, just buried it. Great header. Great goal.
It was fantastic. It was a ball into to him in the first place. Senior sending the ball from that right hand side, and it was just hit with
the perfect bit of pace.
It was the perfect pace, glancing header. He was unmarked in there, Gilchrist. He didn't have much competition. I think Tamworth would be disappointed in that. The defenders looking at each other, but there was a goal coming from either side. There's been opportunities in it, and it was opening up for something. And you know, fortunately, it's for FC United, but a great bit of play, really, really well worked.
So Darryl Knight's the number 10 for Tamworth. Ready to take this free kick 25 yards out as the visitors look for an equaliser here. Darryl Knight chips it. It's Jones across, and it's going to be in, I think. Yes, it is. It was nodded down there. Just seemed a bit indecisive keeping possibly there, and also just inattentive really from
it's a really, really well worked free kick. But you know, I've seen them, they were pointing in different directions and different spaces, Tamworth. It's one that they've done before. You know, he's whipped it across. The initial ball in was played behind the attackers, but that head across the 16 yard box, it is a difficult one for the goalkeepers, but you expect your defenders to be alert, yeah, it's really, really well worked that firm from Tamworth, and they've outfoxed the FC United defence and managed to scramble the ball in the end.
And FC, the better side in the first half, full value for a 1-0 lead, but Tamworth very quickly cleared the arrears, and they look the stronger side at the moment. Allinson with the clearance. Lane will go up for this with Gilchrist. Scott Kay picks up the second ball for FC United, slides it. Gilchrist is onside. Now he's got Kinsella in the middle. He tries a shot, and he scores! And the goalkeeper was completely fooled there. Gilchrist, whether it was a cross-come shot, but it goes into the far post. And, in it goes. It's 2-1 FC United, and Gilchrist with a double.
Absolutely fantastic, fabulous shot. If he meant that one, he has really hit that. Absolutely, he couldn't have hit it any better, in fact.
Kay stabs the ball forward, though. Picked up by Verma. Verma plays it to the number 4, and he gives it away. Good pressurising there from FC United of Manchester. Oh, the ball there. As FC United got a penalty.
He's done well at Steve Irwin there. You know, putting the keeper under pressure.
Well, I'm looking at the pass from Kinsella. The goalkeeper, the ball's played back to the goalkeeper, and Steve Irwin is just basically
he's just sprinted for it.
Sprinted for it, and then the goalkeeper's kicked him. Well, it's all happening here. Now, FC United's number 9, Jason Gilchrist, on a hat trick, but Steve Irwin this time doesn't need to steal the ball because Steve Irwin is taking it himself. There is no recognised penalty taker for FC. Yeah, there was no surprise that there was that bounce up. And who was taking it the other day? But that was absolutely, again, imploded the visitors. The goalkeeper there, it looked like he just miscontrolled it and then kicked Irwin.
It looked like the easiest pass back. But, I mean, it was the pressure that Irwin had put on him, the pace that he was running at him. He wasn't sure what to do.
It's Irwin versus Rowley. What can he do? Can he make it 3? Oh, yes, he can. And that's a worldie of a penalty into the top 90. No goalkeeper in the world was going to save that. And that should be 3 points for FC United of Manchester.